At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Fully Charged, Recharged.
Big day on the podcast because Callum said to us before the show had even ended, he said, I have a life update for you. On the podcast.
And typically on the podcast is stuff we can't really talk about in the show.
We could talk about it on the show, but I'm only bringing you on the podcast in fairness in case that it's boring and I didn't want to waste show time.
Okay. That's all I thought exactly. I have two guesses.
Okay.
Do you want me to give one?
Do you know what? Just keep throwing your guesses. Pressing and guessing.
Getting your tonsils out.
Already done that.
Okay, Dave, your turn.
Three of them out, didn't I?
I have an idea.
Tonsils.
Sorry. No, that was the wisdom teeth. No, it's not the tonsils.
Okay.
I think you're getting an Android.
No, God, no.
I thought you were going to say what I was thinking. I think you're getting a pet.
No.
I think you're doing your theory test.
No.
You're getting your citizenship.
No.
I think you're moving apartment.
No. Keep going.
Don't have any more. You're going to go on a holiday that's not Disneyland.
No, I'm only going on holidays, and it's okay. Disney World. Come on, Ash.
You're buying somewhere.
No.
You are
mortgage approval.
No, I've got no money.
That would be undermine. Yeah. That he's buying somewhere.
I have some. You're going to turn into a vegetarian.
No.
Okay, I'm sick of this.
Turn into morph.
Will I just tell you?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going back to college.
No.
What?
Not like in a big way. I'm doing an evening class starting tonight.
Go on, Callum.
And it's cookery.
That's deadly.
Lovely.
Yeah. I'm going to Marino College.
That's so cool, man.
That's fun.
I can't wait.
This is your September reset. I swear to God, my mom has been recommending that I do some classes as well.
Provide the ingredients?
Yes.
Stop.
This is actually fantastic. So I booked this months ago. And then I got a text over the weekend being like, hey, don't forget, this starts on Monday. And I was like, I did forget.
How much was it?
It was 150 quid for 10 weeks.
That's excellent.
That's unbelievable.
€50 a week.
All you have to do is bring a Tupperware container, a tea towel, and a knife. Don't really like bringing a knife around.
Fuck, this sounds dead.
Walking around with a tea towel and a knife.
Yeah.
Sounds
And a lunchbox.
Wow, Callum, this is so exciting. Do you know what's on the agenda?
Let me.
Yeah, what's on the menu?
Hold on 2 seconds while I go onto the website. Let me talk amongst yourselves.
When you go onto your new student portal.
I'm going on the last word tonight. Notes.
Are you?
Yeah.
What have you got going on the last word?
Talking about streaming again.
God, Ashling, you are out the door at the moment. Virgin Media, want your news talk, want your
today. I'm everyone's favourite contributor.
Yeah, you are.
So are you prepped for that, or will you be sitting here all day getting ready for that?
No,
again?
They're very good now. They'll send me over everything I need.
Oh, good.
I don't really have to do anything.
You don't even research it. You just present information.
They'll send me all the articles.
Who
and
sends it, Orla?
Probably Dermot.
Oh, Dermot.
Yeah. And I just have to pick my pick of the week. Anybody know anything new coming up on the streaming
platforms?
Well,
did you hear about The Perfect Couple? Everyone's talking about that.
I'm watching it. And that was my pick of the week 2 weeks ago.
Is it very good?
It is good. Yeah,
pick of the week. Schitt's Creek. Watching it again on Netflix.
No, it has to be something new.
I'm obsessed with Only Murders in the Building.
That's also Disney Plus.
No, it can be any streaming.
Sorry, it's not just Netflix.
But it has come out this week.
Okay. Best luck.
Here we go. Take a Bite with Paul. That's the name of the class. It's on at 5 till 6:30. Beautiful time.
Take a Bite with Paul?
Yeah. That was very Trump. Beautiful time.
Beautiful time. Mm. Well, no, 5 o'clock is unbelievable because it means that I'm not getting home at like 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you going to not go home?
No, I'm going to go home first.
Yeah.
I can get a bus from mine to Marino that goes nonstop, which is great.
That's handy.
I have never been
to Marino.
Do you know, Callum, what you're going to be making? Does it tell you?
I'm on the website now. This is the itinerary. Week one, Italian week.
Best cuisine.
Marino's beside Fairview Park, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have been to Marino. Never mind.
Oven-baked bacon risotto with chili flakes and fresh parsley.
Gorgeous.
Lovely.
Week two, Thai red curry with aromatic jasmine rice and flatbread.
Class.
Love.
Week three, Spanish. Iberian chicken with chickpea, bacon, mushrooms and cherry tomatoes.
Are you going to feel like you're in Bake Off?
Well,
they're like in the tent.
So at 6:30 till 8:00, they do another class, which is all about baking.
Mm.
And I'm not a good baker, but I like cooking. So
I'd like to learn to bake better. I'd like to make my own brown bread.
Well, have a look. It's now it's too late to sign up. There's only 14 people in the class as well. So
you're going to make loads of new friends.
That's great.
Will you bring us in food?
Do you know what? I'll bring you... Sorry, Ash, you won't be able to eat this because it's bacon. I'll bring you in what I make tomorrow.
What are you making?
Oven-baked bacon risotto with chili and fresh parsley.
I don't even know what that is, but I'll have it.
Bacon and rice.
Fucking class.
That's fantastic. Yeah,
I'm very happy for you. And you just get your little apron.
Why are you doing that? I thought you could already cook.
No, I can, but...
Must be better.
I'm broadening my horizons. Like, I can do basics like lasagna and pastas and stuff. This is like... And there's noodles. And I love making noodles, but my noodles are shite.
Yeah.
No, so, I get that. And there's people I see on Instagram all the time putting up stories of like what they're cooking. And I'm like, how did you do that? I'd love to be better at that.
Just seen, though, I'm not looking forward to week 10. Week 10 is Irish... And it's class's choice, and one of the options is coddle.
Oh no,
coddle is muck.
Yeah, it looks gross.
Yeah, now in fairness, have you ever had it?
Yes.
Oh,
it looks like sick. It tastes
bad, man.
Like
oh, my mom loves a good coddle.
It's bad, man. Mm.
Disgusting.
Bad.
Well, Callum, well done, pal. You're did we all feel like underachievers?
Did we all think that he was leaving when he said he'd go back to college? I was like, oh my God, he's going to learn.
Oh no, I didn't. But I thought you were going to upskill to do like some sort of management course or something.
Mm-hmm. What's a paring knife? That's what I have to bring.
Paring knife?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
That's the one for the Google now, Callum. Right, we're back tomorrow live from 7. Enjoy today's show. Ta-ra.
But what if they don't find out what a paring knife is?
I don't know what it is. Ready to go. It's showtime.
Buddy Charles, have a day of Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Hello and good morning. Hope all is well. Welcome to a brand new week. What is the crack?
How are we?
Oh, not too bad.
I'm getting real sick of you, to be honest.
Sorry, I actually was ready earlier today.
I'm getting real sick of you.
But I was just having the chats there in the office.
Do you want to explain yourself?
Well, I do this little vocal warm-up in the mornings.
Yeah.
And today I was actually done a little bit early.
Okay.
So as I was making my way into the studio, I said, sure, I'll say hello to Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, then I got by Mark and I said, how was your weekend, Mark?
Yeah,
a little chat with Mark.
No, when you finish early, you just get in here.
Just get in here.
I saw the bloody light coming on. Guys, I can only apologise.
My God.
I'll never do it again.
No sign of her. No sign of her.
Yeah, I was just kind of there. I was like,
don't know where she is. Oh, there she is.
Literally 3 seconds to mic up. How is she still not here?
I'm so sorry.
That's quite all right.
That sport was much too short, don't you think?
Yeah, I'll get on to Emily.
Guys, heat wave on the way this week.
Oh, it's gonna be a good week.
It looks great.
It looks like this is like the week that apparently we were promised over the summer that never came. There's a huge amount of excitement about this. Yeah,
but you know what? That we deserve this.
They're calling this a literal heat wave. This was a article that was published last night, so everything like looking at today. Preparing for temperatures in the early to mid-20s, as early as tomorrow being today. Met Aaron confirming the welcome weather will stay with us until possibly next weekend.
What?
We are so back, baby.
I just pulled out the Arsene Wenger jacket.
Yeah, you did.
Out of storage. I really did. I crept under the stairs where I keep the suitcases with overflow jackets.
Yeah.
Pulled that back out and thought, this is it now. Not at all.
Well,
back
it may
in
go
there
back.
You go. It may go back for at least
that's
the
fantastic.
Week.
That's fantastic.
This is great news.
I wore my colour detox.
Get your
colour
top out. Yeah. Get the barbecue back out.
Oh yeah!
Like this is
gonna
be a great. Away.
It's gonna be a great week.
It's gonna be a good week.
It's gonna be a good week.
Welcome.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. Just to let you know, if you want to get yourself to the Aviva, see Dua Lipa only announced last week she'll play next summer. You can win your way there with Michaela from 10 o'clock this morning.
Michaela's got them.
I know she gets everything that
she does.
She does.
She gets it all.
Be with Spin after 10. She's here till 3. Somewhere between that time, you could bag yourself your tickets to see Dua Lipa at the Aviva.
Ooh.
Lads, I'm so confused.
What's going on?
Are you okay?
No. Like, I can't deal with this ambiguity. J-Lo and Ben Affleck were hanging out together over the weekend, right?
So it's a big deal.
It's a really big deal, Dave. Come on. Just when you finally come to terms with the fact, like, look, it's kind of beautiful. They came back together. They gave another lash. It didn't work out. Let's just close that book and move forward in our lives.
I don't know much about J-Lo and Ben Affleck. Apart from when they got back together, everyone freaked out as if this was the most insane thing ever. This was like Ronaldo coming back to the United. Like, this was massive.
Probably genuinely good comparison.
They were together like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Right, okay. And they broke up because...
I don't know. It was
they broke up like, well, they're engaged, weren't they?
Yeah, way back when. So a little bit lost on same
me at the time, and Ash at the time, probably, but people who loved like celebrity gossip, say like for some people that was their Taylor Swift era.
Like Brad and Jennifer.
So if Goss.ie was back 20 years ago, they would have been dying
over
at this.
All over this. And they're all over this morning, I don't mind telling you. They had brunch together with their children at the Beverly Hills Hotel on Saturday, and a source was speaking to Page Six, saying Ben and J-Lo are currently at the Polo Lounge at the Beverly Hills Hotel holding hands and kissing.
It's what always Page hell? Six. What page? What magazine is Page Six on? It's always they were talking to Page Six.
No, Page Six is a magazine.
It is a magazine.
All right. I was like, of the Irish Independent, like of the Daily Mail. What are we talking here?
Oh, Jesus
Christ. We're talking to Page Six.
I just want to hear the goss. He keeps derailing this stupid intro.
Who's talking to Page Five?
Are you actually being serious?
I swear I didn't know Page Six was a magazine.
Genie macaroni.
Anyway, go on, Emma. You're trying to tell a story.
Their kids were with them. They were at a separate table. They were having a really intense conversation in the car parked outside the building at 1.2. It looked like she was crying. He had his typical, I'm really annoyed, Ben Affleck head on. Yeah. She had her engagement ring on, but on her pinky finger.
Oh, okay. What does that mean?
It's on the way.
Yeah. On the way back over. And then, sure, Ben's ex-wife showed up. They were all there. Jennifer Garner was there.
Yeah.
She pulled up to pick up the kids after.
You may as well bring in the nanny that you cheated on Jennifer Garner with.
You might as well bring the whole crew together
in as well.
Son of a 60. I may well do that now.
It's not even been a month since Jennifer filed for divorce. My head is absolutely fried.
I think that, honestly, if I was that big, like if I was in a couple that big, like where people talk about it all the time, I'd have to mess with people. I just think it'd be really funny. Like if I was that big of a celebrity, I feel like you get such a kick out of messing with people. Like Daniel Radcliffe went for a walk 10 days in a row wearing the exact same thing so the paparazzi couldn't sell it. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
I'd be doing that. I'd be like, that's so funny.
That's a really good idea. She cited irreconcilable differences as the reason for their divorce, and I've been looking up what that means. An irreconcilable difference is I'm saying it wrong. Come on.
It is hard to say. Irreconcilable.
Irreconcilable.
Oh, you said it now because Aisling said
it. No, but it is irreconcilable.
Irreconcilable. Grant. All right, Mr. Page Six over there.
Touché.
Some of the
examples. I'm just a bit too more highbrow, I think.
Some of those examples of reasons are not living together for a long time, disagreements over finances or debts. Couples might fundamentally disagree on how to raise children or save money. Lack of intimacy is another example. And other causes can include continued arguments or lack of trust. But there they were, shifting over the weekend.
That's mad.
That's wild.
I saw a few funny tweets of people being like, oh my God, like, can you imagine her friend's group chat? Yeah. Being like, what's she doing?
I saw the paps were after you again. Get out of there.
Yeah, kind
of I honestly think they will be on their deathbed saying, I want a divorce.
Yeah.
But no, I love you.
Yeah.
I want a divorce. I wonder if the reason for the divorce was such a petty, stupid row. Mm. But they just go to the straight divorce rather than away from me for an hour, you know? Finn, good morning.
Morning.
I had a nice interaction a couple of days ago.
Did you?
With a very famous Irish author. Are we familiar with Sir Roddy Doyle?
Of course we are.
Yes, of course. I thought it was going to be James Joyce.
Yeah.
That's class. That's so cool.
Yeah. So I'm a big Roddy Doyle fan. I've read a good few of his books, and he has a new book out at the moment, so he's kind of like promoting it or whatever, and I got to meet him last week.
Okay.
And he's a kind of a serious guy. Like, he's kind of serious demeanor, kind of a serious way of talking. Obviously very, very funny.
Yes. Mm.
And like amazingly witty in his books. But like, not intimidating in a bad way, but I was a little bit nervous.
Of course, he's a legend.
Yeah, because I knew I was going to potentially get to meet him, and so I brought a couple of my books with him, and I was like, I'd love to get him to sign them.
Stop
like
it.
A big nerd.
That's cute, man.
Yeah, I was like, I'm leaning in. I'm just going for it, right? So I've read 4 Roddy Doyle books, The Commitments, The Snapper, and The Van, which is the trilogy.
What's the one with the dog on the front?
The Giggler Treatment.
The Giggler.
I probably read that when I was in school as well. That's a kid's one. And then another one, which is Paddy Clark. Ha ha ha. Boy, what's that word?
It sounds like I've just read it.
The kid's book.
But I do just remember, like, as a kid, reading that book.
Yeah, we all kind of did it in school. So I brought 2 books with me, and he was chatting away to different people, and I was, like, trying to get my in. And I was, like, kind of like, oh, and I was texting my boyfriend Alex because he's read them as well, and I was like, I'm too scared, and he was like, just do it, don't do a me on it, just do it, because he's really shy. So at one stage somebody asked him, like, does he go to the football and like see the Ireland games? And he said no, but he said he goes to see the Bows every Friday in Daily Men.
Hello.
And I just go, are you a Bows member? And he's like, oh, hello. And, and he goes, yeah, I am. And I go, so is my boyfriend. Will you sign my books?
Oh my God. You're so cool.
Actually, in one breath. And he was like, yeah, of course. And so I had to go over to my bag to get the books.
I thought you meant she was like, so I had to go home and get my books.
No. So
I didn't have
them.
My breath.
I didn't have them like in my hand. So then I was like, oh, yeah, so actually, I read these books with my boyfriend during lockdown because we were doing long distance and we both read them at the same time, and then I wanted him to learn about Irish culture because he lives here now and he's American. Okay, I'm just going to go get my books now. And in the time where I got my books, everybody in the room afterwards said, Roddy Doyle melted.
Stop.
He was chuffed.
No.
And when I came back, he said, so you read these together during COVID? I said, yeah. And he goes, is this a bit of a love story, is it? And I said, yeah, it is, actually. And he goes, have you met him yet? And I was like, yeah, yeah. He's like, he lives here now. And he signed one to Aisling and one to Alice.
Stop.
And he was made up and I was chuffed. And then somebody was snapping pictures of us.
Yeah.
And they showed me afterwards and you'll laugh. I am like such a
dweeb. Like a schoolgirl.
Oh, I'm such a dweeb. I'm like seven chins and I'm all red.
Stop.
I know. Getting me little book signs.
That's so, so cute.
Yeah, and my, this is very cute.
My favourite Roddy Doyle story of all time is when someone went up to him. Like, he was just in town and someone came up to me. He was like, this is why I love Dublin. It's real. Like, you know, it just grounds you all the time. Yeah. Someone goes up and goes, are you Roddy Doyle? And Roddy goes, yeah. And your man goes, so what?
So good.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Hozier's Too Sweet here on Spin, your number one in music station. He has a big gig coming up tomorrow night in LA, darling.
Does he?
It's a far cry from Marley Park he is now.
I love the thought of like us being like, wow, he's doing well. I'm like, he's a world-renowned artist.
Yeah, he's number one in America.
Yeah, like he's hardly playing this tiny little cafe. It's probably a massive theatre.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why are we like that as Irish people? Yes, of course.
Because he's doing very well.
Imagine Hozier got real LA. Yeah. What would he look like?
I feel like he is already.
Would he have a blow dry?
Oh my God, imagine hair. Him, yeah, with a little curly blow dry going out for his gig. Yeah.
You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sabrina Carpenter's Please, Please, Please here at Spin. Obviously, she only recently announced a big tour and coming to Dublin, etc. And the biggie announced last week for next summer, Dua Lipa at the Aviva next summer. If you want to win your way there, you can throw your hat in the ring for those tickets with Michaela from 10 o'clock this morning.
It's nice one. I saw my like favourite comedian in Dublin this weekend.
For the first
I saw him
time.
On Friday. Shane Dan Byrne is his name. If you don't know him, he does like the Young Hot Guys podcast with Cillian Sullivan and Tony Cantwell, and he's amazing.
He's so good.
He was playing in Dublin Castle, right? So we went to Dublin Castle and it's like they brought us through to a church where like a literal I can't remember the name of it. It's like it's called Chapel like Roach or something like that. But he obviously kept making jokes that it sounded like Chapel Roan. He performed in this giant church. Obviously, the altar and things were taken out of it.
Okay,
it was so bizarre to see a comedy show in a church with the stained glass windows and everything, like all of the little figurines around the place.
Because like you can take away the altar, but you can't take away like the statues and all looking down on you.
It was quite
odd. Was there
odd.
Holy Mary looking at you?
There was little things looking
it's
at you.
It's gorgeous in there, isn't it?
Absolutely stunning. But I was with my housemate, right? And he, like 2 minutes before the gig, he was like, oh, I really need to pee. And I was like, well, you should go now. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because none of us would ever dream of getting up
in front of a comedian.
Oh, yeah, never mind in a very intimate like location like that church.
And so he says, no, I'll hold it. I want to sit here. And so he sits up the front like an idiot.
He goes off and sits up the front of the church.
Yeah, so I'm like, right, okay. So I went up and sat with him or whatever.
Also, you're asking to be called out
absolutely.
If you're sitting up the front.
That's
so I was like, that's the most lethal place to sit at a comedy gig.
You're looking for a bit of attention or something. What's going on?
Yeah.
And so anyway, we sit down and then the show was absolutely fantastic. If you get a chance to see him, go see him. He's absolutely wonderful. But about maybe 10 minutes towards the end of the show, my housemate is literally in so much pain beside me. I can see him, right? And he's not the kind of person to ever make a scene. So it specifically because he didn't even go to the bathroom because he was like, no, it's only 2 minutes. What if I come back and he's on? I can't do that.
Fairness.
So he didn't go. So he was, held this for an hour and he was in so much pain. And I was like, I've seen people behind you go. He doesn't say anything. Just go. And so he did. He left and he went to the bathroom. He got up really quickly from the seat and went to the bathroom.
Shane Dan Byrne said nothing about it.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing about it. But he did say a joke and everyone started laughing. And my housemate was so, like,
invested into his head
being like, I need to pee, and also he's going to call me out. That when everyone laughed, he kind of turned around and was like, shut up.
Leave me alone.
Nothing to do with him at all. Absolutely nothing
to do
with him.
That's so funny.
I actually think it'd be quite fun to sit in front, go pee, and have a comedian call you out. I think that'd be a bit of crack.
Yeah, I know. For all the times that I've panicked about it happening, it has never
happened. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, that
and
was...
like, how often are they going to be like, oh, where are you going?
Yeah.
Like, bathroom. It kind of gets old.
Yeah, it's also not that funny. Where are you going? First, the bathroom. Oh, cool.
And then also, there's this tiny part of me, although you always say, I don't want to sit in the front, I don't want that attention or to be called out, then you're kind of like, oh, I'm kind of jealous of the crack of that person in the
roast
front row.
Roast me.
You're kind of annoyed then that they didn't call
you.
They
kind of become a character in the whole set, you know.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We are in our girly quiz era and we're popping up all across the city. We were in Bantertown Centre last week. Keep an eye on us because, or keep an eye out for us, should I say, because we're bringing the girly quiz on tour. We'll be on the road again very soon. Right now, though.
One, two. This is Spin 103. On air, Dublin's next radio star.
Come and get it if you got it.
We've been telling you over the last few months that we're on the lookout for Dublin's next big radio star.
Yes, we had applications open across the month of July and we held live tryouts in Dundrum, which was really fun, and we are excited to reveal the final six contestants for this to you this week.
Yeah, so every day this week we're going to introduce you to some new voices that are going to pop up on Spin over the next 6 months. You'll be able to hear them, and each finalist is getting their own Sunday night show on Spin for a month with training and mentorship. Such a good opportunity them.
Oh, it's so exciting. And this morning we got to ring our first person to tell them this good news. It's Chloe.
Chloe.
Are we ready?
Go on. Ah.
Hello.
Wow, that's a very quick answer. Is that Chloe King?
Yeah.
Hey, Chloe King.
How are you? It's Emma, Dave and Aisling calling you from Spin.
What's up, Chloe?
Oh, my God. What? Wait, I'm in bed. Wait.
You're in bed, are you, Chloe?
Get off, you lazy lump.
What are you doing,
I know,
Chloe?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sad. My sister moved to Australia yesterday and I was just going to lie in bed for a bit. Sorry.
That sounds Chloe. Honestly awful.
Okay, we want to send you a virtual hug and also tell you some really, really good news.
So that might have come at a really good time, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. So a few months ago, you applied to be Spin's next radio star. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it was ages ago.
It was. And Chloe, it paid off because you were in the final six.
Ooh, congratulations,
Chloe.
Oh,
my God. No, I need to go in and tell my mom. Oh, my God.
Go on, go on. Go get her. Get out of that bed. Down
Sorry,
the stairs.
I have to run through like 10 different doors.
That's okay. Do it.
Mom. I got the internship. I told you. Oh my God, I told her I'd get it. She was like, when are you getting a job? I was like, no,
oh my God.
Give me a minute.
Chloe, do
I'm
you know
gonna
what?
Get it.
I also have even better news for you, right? This means because you're in the final six that every Sunday for an entire month, you're going to have your own show with training and mentorship.
On Spin.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
I love that, Chloe.
Chloe, you're a radio presenter.
Woo. Oh my God, that is amazing. Thank you so
much. Update that Instagram bio.
Morning for
update.
Me as well.
Yeah.
This, Chloe, why did you apply for this? Have you always wanted to be on the radio?
Well, I broke my Bluetooth thing in the car, so I was listening to a lot of radio. So eventually I heard that thing come up and I was like, I feel like I'm a bit of a yap.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I went for it and did the interview. I was supposed to be at work that day. And I ended up being so late that they just said, don't bother coming in. So I was like, maybe that's my sign that I'm going to get it. I didn't know. So that is just amazing. Because for some reason, yesterday, I was like, maybe I'll get the call. And then I was like, no, I feel like they would have called me by now. So I was like, all right, I guess I have to get a real job.
You're going to have absolutely no problem filling that time on your Sunday show.
Yeah, you really are a yap. It's great. You're perfect for the radio.
And you'll have to get your sister to tune in from Oz.
No, I will. No, I'll tell both of them too. I have two sisters in Australia now. I'm on here on my own.
Just make sure you don't go in the next couple of months because you'll be on the radio.
Yeah, no.
There'll be a tough 100%. Commute, to be honest, Chloe.
Yeah.
Chloe, listen, cannot
so
wait to
much,
meet you.
Sorry.
You sound like a bubble of energy. We'll see you around here really soon and well done again, okay?
Good luck, Chloe.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Bye.
I really
Thank
appreciate
you
it. Thank you so much.
Nice one, Chloe.
You.
Have a great day.
Bye to your mom as well. Bye.
I am tuning in to Chloe. That is going to be a hell of a show.
I can't wait for that show.
And across the week, this week on Fully Charged, we'll be making those other calls, sharing the good news.
Yeah, what a privileged position we're in.
Yeah, totally.
I like the thought of Mom.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Announced sometime last week when I was fast asleep having a nap was the news that Dua Lipa will play the Aviva on the 27th of June next year.
That's massive.
I woke up and I was like, oh my God, that is the biggest news of the day, it seems.
Yep.
Tickets for it go on sale this Friday, but you can win them from today on Spin.
That's
with nice. Michaela, yeah, I am definitely going to be joining that queue on Friday. A couple of my friends, we're banding together.
Really?
We're going to go for standing, yeah.
Okay.
It's just one of them, I feel like when it comes around, everybody will be raging they didn't try and get tickets.
No, I'm 100% so with bangers. You. I think it'll be deadly. I think that it's one of the very few gigs that you could go to. You'll probably know every single song.
Yeah,
so true. Yeah,
without doing any prep. Like,
yeah,
peak summer as well. 27th of June. Yeah,
so good. And a good chance of potentially getting tickets too, because it's such a big venue
for a fact. Butcher, why would you waste your money?
True that.
Michaela has your tickets here at Spin from 10 o'clock this morning.
With Emma, Dave, and Ashley. It's Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spin's Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello, good morning. What is the story?
How are
we? Hey there. This time yesterday, I was feeling a little frage.
Were you a bit frage?
I was a bit frage, yeah.
I've never heard fragile abbreviated, but I like it. I'm a bit on the frage side today, lads.
So I went to the afters of a wedding on Saturday night and it was so fun.
Looks like you had a ride hooly.
Yeah, I did. But you know, typical, like after a night out, always wake up so bloody early.
Yes. Oh, what is with that?
Oh my God, and then can't go back to sleep and it's just the worst thing ever.
I wake up at like 5:30 every single time.
Yeah, we were awake so early. So my friend Kira stayed over with me and we went over out to the couch. We said, we'll mix it up. And Kira had never watched Selling Sunset before and we put it on the night before when we were eating our chips and we said we'd go back. But I said, I'll put it on from the start for you. So we went all the way back to season one. And by the time we were on episode 6, we got that awful notification where it like stops the program and it goes, are you still watching Selling Sunset?
I hate that.
And we went, yeah. And what?
It's so passive aggressive.
It's awful.
It's because I don't read it. Are you still watching this? I really go, are you still watching?
Exactly.
Selling Sunset.
And especially Selling Sunset. Yeah. Like I was like, they know.
I watched that for the first time yesterday.
Did you?
Which is absolutely bizarre that you're bringing this to me.
No
I thought
way.
It was insane. I've never seen anything like
did
it.
Did you watch it from the start?
No, I did. My housemates are watching it on like a season 8 or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's
it's
the new
insane.
Season is out now.
But it's just wild.
Oh, yeah, it's gas.
The money is crazy.
Oh, it's mental, yeah. And it's so funny because we started watching the first season, which was only in 2019.
Oh.
And to now, they look so different. They've all got so much bigger boobs.
Right, right, right.
Bigger boobs, bigger lips, smoother faces.
Right.
Crazier clothes.
And the men
and
have
more
gotten,
expensive gaps.
The two lads have gotten balder.
Balder than as bald as they could be.
They've gotten richer and richer by the day.
Yeah, but I was like, I don't need to be shamed by you this morning, TV.
No.
Thank you very much.
They're probably like, get the little stats. It's 6:45 a.m. and they're on their 8th episode of Selling Sunset in
Dublin. Like, it's a good day in Dublin.
Someone had a good night.
Spins, Fully Charged. Recharged.
All right, Guinness World Records releases annual book on Tuesday. I remember when I was a kid and this was like a huge deal. Although I didn't know what it was for the first time. I remember I got one. I got the Guinness World Records 2004.
Right.
Oh, you can remember.
And my uncle gave it to me for Christmas. And I remember being like, no, seriously, what'd you get me?
A book? Are you serious?
But like, it wasn't like wrapped around. And then it was just like, he gave me a book and I was like, that's a good one. Seriously, what did you get me, Thomas?
Where is my
What's
Pokemon?
The story?
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, oh, wait a minute, this is really the present. I started opening. I was like, oh my God, this is
the
incredible.
Greatest gift of all time.
I loved it.
Look at those eyeballs.
Asking Santa for this. Begging Santa for
yeah.
it. I just found it so fascinating.
They're so cool. Like,
look how long her nails are.
Yeah. Oh, the hair and the fingernails. Yeah, oh, weird. It was all just crazy stuff. But yeah, the cover is always a little bit like mad. I remember that one was kind of like warpy or something. Like you
yeah,
could
it's
see
all
or something.
Kind of sparkly
yes,
hologram.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this one this year is, it's fine. Like, it's kind of a blue background. It has different characters turned into the letters, so like a football shaped D.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And like a tiger pattern shaped W and things like that. Like it's not amazing or whatever, but still it's what's inside that counts.
It is.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
A metaphor for all things.
Yes, exactly. One really cool thing to recognise before I go on about this is Killian O'Connor from Bettystown, right? He's 15. He broke the record for the most magic tricks performed in 1 minute for an under 16 year old. He was on Britain's Got Talent a while
ago.
Yeah.
you remember him?
I remember that.
So he's now in been in Britain's Got Talent and in the Guinness World Records book.
That's mad.
He's only from, he's only 15.
Good on him.
I used to be the most famous person from Beddystown, Killian. God's sake. But fair play to him. But for now, I have a game for you, right? Is it a real world record or have I made it up?
Oh, please.
Okay.
I'm not going to have a clue.
Fastest time to complete a 10-side leapfrog jumps by two dogs. 16.78 seconds.
So dogs leapfrogging.
Yes.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to back Ash on that.
You're absolutely correct.
Yes.
Wow. Perfect.
Yeah, a pair of British dogs named Bonnie and Simba, which is stupid because Simba's a cat name.
An animal, yeah, a lion.
Set the record for the fastest time to complete 10 side leapfrog jumps by two dogs, 16.78 seconds. I don't even know what that is.
What's a side leapfrog?
Anyway, I was really happy you didn't ask me what that was when I said it before. The slowest time to complete a downhill 5K walk was 72 hours.
That's fake.
That's absolutely fake.
Slowest time.
Imagine 72 hours.
That's what it would take me. The world's largest electric toothbrush, measuring 6 feet and 7 inches.
How would you even use
yeah,
it?
Yeah, fake.
No, it's real. I hate that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, they just build something, put a motor in it, and they're like, it's the biggest thing ever. It's like, no, it's not. You've just built a novelty thing to get into the book.
Exactly. It's not practical, but you want to get into the book.
You put bristles on the spire, sure, you could say the same.
Yeah, very true.
You do
it's the world's largest toothpick.
Yeah.
So yeah, human Britain's Ruth Amos and Sean Brown, they constructed the world's largest toothbrush. Get a job, lads.
Yeah, honestly, do something else. Yeah. Watch Selling Sunset.
Fastest time to draw a picture of Earth while only using your toes was 6 seconds.
It couldn't possibly be.
That is fake as anything.
That is fake, yes. Largest hands on a teenager, 9.13 inches.
What's 9 inches? Well, how big is my hand?
I would say that's probably about 5-6 inches, maybe.
Hands, including your fingers?
I don't know. I know a centimetre is a 15-centimetre ruler. How many is that in inches? Maybe like 9, maybe-ish. I'm going to say it's fake.
No, it's real.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's also got the largest
big shovels.
Feet. Same person, he's got the largest feet, 13 and a half inches.
Oh, lad.
Which is mad. Eric Kilburn Jr. From Michigan. The most sandwiches stacked by a squirrel in 1 hour.
Go on, please be real.
Please be real.
57, but it's fake.
Where does your brain go, man?
I don't know. The loudest whisper ever recorded, registered at 90 decibels.
Okay, so you're technically whispering, but
that's
it's very
weird.
Real.
Yeah, no, I made that one up too. But that is one that I really, really like.
Loudest whisper.
Loudest whisper.
Yeah, like in fairness, how do they calculate?
Now you're like, damn it, why did I say that?
Yeah, I know.
But you got the squirrel one.
Yeah.
We're not doing too bad, yeah. Do your loudest whisper there. Go on, be really loud.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Very quiet.
That was only 15.
Post Malone!
We have a lot more work to do
it's
on
really
it.
It's really sore. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged. I come bearing a plop date.
A plop date?
If you don't know what a plop date is.
Did you have a poo this morning?
No, it is a, but I know someone who did. Mr. Plops. Mr. Plops is sort of my cat. It's definitely not my cat, but it may as well be the amount of time it spends in my apartment. And a plop date is when I give an update on Mr. Plops.
Yes, thank you.
And there was big news.
I'd preface it before you say it, though.
That's more fun to have people guessing for a few minutes. Mr. Plops, as I said, spends most of the daylight hours in my house. It is owned by a restaurant on the street that I live, okay? And it accesses my apartment via my balcony, and that was how I first discovered her, because she was pooing all over my balcony and still does to this very day. But we love her, so it's okay. And I told you on Friday that Mr. Plops is in big trouble.
Mm.
Mr. Plops has been quite agitated recently, scratching at her ear, flicking her ears down, shaking her head, and I had a little look inside. I'm kind of good with animals.
Are you?
Who are in distress.
Yeah, she
I'm
can talk
I'm kind of good at, like, having a look at the problem. Anyway, that's an aside. And
sorry, you looked in her ear and now you say you're good with the animals.
Yeah, and?
I'd say vets hate you.
Wow.
I'm actually very good with them. Do you want me to do this? Yeah. So anyway, I had a look inside. There's a little scabby bit. There's little dots. I think she has ear mites. Okay, which is like not like anything dangerous, I suppose, for her health, but it's just like very uncomfortable. So we need to take her to the vet. And on the show on Friday, I was asking you, what should I do? Should I bring her to the vet myself? Should I contact the restaurant? And I think the general consensus was, yeah, she definitely needs to go and you need to talk to the restaurant because they own the cat.
Yeah, and you were kind of a bit nervous about the idea of just catnapping her on your own without talking to them because technically she's not your cat. It's just, it's a tricky situation.
Yeah, but I was also kind of nervous that if I told them about it, it might go on the long finger and they mightn't actually bring her to the vet or not for a while.
Or if this girl who has semi-adopted the cat without their permission rocks in telling them what to do with the cat, what are the chances of Plops being taken away from you?
Exactly. And that
yeah, being told awful. Leave our cat alone.
Leave our cat
yeah,
alone. Yeah, stop yeah. being so high and mighty. Exactly. So, on Friday after the show, I sent an email to the restaurant.
Oh, well done.
Okay. And in that email was the following line. I said, "We hate seeing her so distressed, so would happily bring her to the vet ourselves. It just feels weird taking her off the street without your permission slash you guys knowing. We also don't have a cat carrier to bring her in." Okay? And didn't they chomp at the bit?
Oh, did they?
For this line. "Hi, Aisling. Thank you so much for getting in touch and for your love of our cat. We would be happy for you to take her to the vet."
Shocking.
Wow!
Of course you would.
Of course you would.
Of course you would.
Read between the lines, yeah. Restaurant.
Sorry now, that's a lot.
And I can tell you, we have a carrier you can use.
Oh my God.
I'll ask the guys to prep it. And we will, of course, keep an eye on the other cats for any fleas or mites
that
they may have.
That is so funny. I honestly kind of respect it.
I don't. They're you know what like, I mean? The carrier will be ready from three. I was like, damn it.
Sorry, no. Any offer of covering the bill for this?
Not so far.
No. Nah, you never know. They might, like, you know, mind your house when you're gone on holidays or something.
Some
I don't
takeaway
know.
Chips. Yeah.
Yeah. That is
that's funny.
Cheeky.
I respect it.
I offered, in fairness.
Yeah, I like it.
Like, this is probably just some waitress who works in the restaurant. I don't know who yeah, is an email.
The person who's front of
like,
house.
A couple of things I don't like. We love how much you care for our cat, right? Number one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then number two, but you do all the jobs that I need to do as a pet owner. Sorry.
Yeah, honestly, listen, best. I'm totally with them.
Listen, guys, I have to walk into this place today and collect a cat carrier, so be nice.
Yeah, no, they're absolutely doing it correctly, I'd say.
Okay. So, 2:30 today, the vet has been booked.
Nice.
I am absolutely bricking it. I have never brought an animal to the vet.
But you're really good at them.
Yeah, really good at them.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
What are you nervous about?
Sorry, I forgot I'm really good at looking in cat's ears. So
the vet's going to be like, "We're swamped. Is anyone here really good with animals?"
Is anyone here?
So another flop day to follow tomorrow after my crazy afternoon.
Okay, well, listen, fair play to you.
Thank you.
We're doing the Lord's work.
I am, yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Any sign of a follow-up single, no?
No need.
Absolutely no need.
That sounds awful. No, like, no. Look, do you know what? Don't worry about it.
Oh my God.
Just stop there.
I actually mean it in the best way. I'm like, that song is still riding high.
I don't understand why it's not doing better because I genuinely do like it.
I'm not sick of that song one bit.
No, I'm the same.
There are too many different elements for me to get my claws into and I'm happy for it to stay going. For another while, there's another single.
I like how unhinged it is, and it makes me think that that's the reason that Little Mix broke up is because Jade kept going, "Yeah, it's a good song, but what if, like, all of a sudden we just randomly started playing the trumpets, guys?"
Okay, a little bit of advice needed from you listening this morning on 087 711 1038. Essentially, in a few weeks' time, kind of boring, but I think you get the vibe. Like, it's the National Radio Awards, okay? And they happen once a year. And no matter what your job is, maybe there is just some kind of a random gown type black tie event that comes up every now and again. Or I'm sure you've been to one maybe at some stage, or you know the vibes. It is, for a fact, the one time a year I'd bother to spend money and get my makeup done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the one time a year I'd ever pay someone else to do my hair.
Why?
It's just one day.
You looking for a job?
It's just your one big glam event guaranteed of the year.
Yeah, it's a glammy day, isn't it? And so obviously at this time of year, when we're in the run-up to it, everybody in our industry be chatting, all the friends would be like, "Have you sorted a dress yet? Have you sorted a dress yet?"
And is it exciting?
Because like I know I'm like, oh, I have to wear a suit.
I think it's fun getting dressed up.
Ash and I went and got our makeup done together last year. We travelled down together.
Yeah,
we got
really
together in the room. It was really good crack.
Nice.
Anyway, so the clock is ticking. We only have a few weeks now to go. And I kind of mentioned this briefly on the show last week. Just really struggling with finding a dress. There's plenty of them, but meh. Nothing's really jumping out at me. Tried the whole rental situation. Nothing really jumping out at me there either.
Fair.
And so again, last night I sat down and said, right, give this half an hour, just see what's out there. And no real joy. There's stuff, but like way too spenny. Like 250
so
euro.
It was
like,
for dresses,
nah,
yeah.
You're not
to rent one or to just like buy one?
To buy one on one website last night that I was looking through. Anything that kind of caught my eye, I'd be like, oh, look at that. That's nice. And then it'd be like 240 quid. I'm like, nah, like not happening.
Oh my God.
So then I was like, okay, I'll go back through my Instagram. Is there anything I've worn over the years that I could like have a mooch at again? And I came across a photo of all of us at last year's Radio Awards. And I genuinely forgot what dress I wore. I thought it was a pink one. It was this white one, right?
I kind of had pink in my head too.
Yeah, it was a white dress.
Oh, I thought it was pink.
That was 2 years ago.
Oh.
Okay. And I looked at that dress and then went, where is that little number now? Had a mooch in the wardrobe and there it was.
Yeah. Still in good nick.
Still in perfect nick, right?
Have you worn it since?
No, this is the thing about these bloody dresses. I don't have glam events to go to apart from this thing once a year, so they sit there all year.
Yeah.
This white dress, you obviously can't wear it to anything else if it's a wedding or anything.
True,
as it is
it's white, yeah.
So that was probably the only opportunity for it to be worn. So I have a question for you this morning, okay? And I think girls will understand this debacle maybe more than men, right? Because you just wear the same thing all the time and no one cares.
Yeah. It is fantastic. I love it. I've worn the same suit, I'd say, for the last 3 years in a row.
I wonder, for you listening, and I, as I said, I do think the girls would have more to say on this. Do you think I can wear the same dress to this industry event again this year? The same one I wore last year, same crew, okay? Photos were taken online, okay? So one, can I wear the same dress? Two, should I alter the dress?
Ooh, interesting.
Or three, do I need to go and get something brand new? Okay, I want your reassurance if I rocked that same dress again last year that I'm like, well, everyone on the show said it was fine.
Yeah.
I'm actually very interested as to what people are going to say on this. I think
so
it'll give people a lot of comfort potentially on rewearing things.
Yeah, because I think we need to get better at that anyway.
Or but like, you're going to be told, hell no, got
to
get a new dress.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I just find this whole thing so interesting. But I'd be intrigued as to what people say.
Okay, get in touch right now. Let me know. One, wear the same dress. Two, alter the dress. Or three, something brand new is needed here and you look like a tick. 087-711-103. Get your voice notes in as well.
And be that harsh.
Yeah.
So, do you think I could wear the same dress again? Do you think I should alter it? Or do you think I have to just get something new and soak it up? A lot of the same people will be there, etc.
One thing I will say is, Emma, you clocked off at the Radio Awards last year at about 11, half 11.
Yeah.
She was in bed before midnight, so I don't think anyone will even notice that you're wearing the same dress.
That's very true.
Nobody hardly saw you.
Yeah. I know, yeah, I did run and went for a little early sleep. But yeah, no, that's another good point. Viola, what do you think I should do here?
You should absolutely alter the dress.
Okay. Alter it. How would you alter it, Viola?
Maybe some extra gems, a belt, you know, something, a slit up the legs or something.
Ooh.
You know?
Ooh. Viola. Do you want to do it yourself?
Yeah.
Sounds beautiful.
Sounds gorgeous. Okay, duly noted. Thank you, Viola.
No problem.
Thanks, Viola.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Good luck. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I just can't get over, like, why... Like, say, for example, why not wear it again? Because can you think of what Michaela Hayes was wearing last year?
Yeah, she had a big, beautiful red dress on. She got altered. It was like a ball gown, big tail on it.
Okay, well, you can't wear the same thing then. I honestly didn't think you'd be able to remember.
Yeah, it was wine. It was gorgeous on it.
Really?
Yeah, I remember it.
We did get a text in from Karen saying, OMFG, Emma, you absolutely cannot wear the same dress to the same event.
Right, okay.
This is insane. Yes, of course you can.
Karen says no.
Okay, Louise was in touch as well.
Hey, Emma. No, you can wear the same dress or just style it differently. So maybe alter it a little bit or accessorize it differently. And then it won't look the exact same. Plus, if it was a year ago, most chance no one's going to remember it.
Okay, I like Louise a lot.
That's true. You could have your hair up this time and make it different.
Yeah. No, I'm a little bit scared of Karen's text a minute ago, though. Sarah was on as well.
I would keep the dress, but alter it.
Right.
So it's the same, but different. And then just switch it up with a different bag and different shoes. Defo, don't get something new. Waste of money.
Legends. Okay,
same, cool. But different.
Yeah, that's good.
Steph is standing by as well. What do you think I should do here, Steph?
Dye it.
Dye it
a different colour.
Well, now that is bloody smart, that is.
That's very clever, Steph.
Can I ask though, Emma, your dress is sequiny. Will that dye? And maybe you'll know.
Oh, I didn't know it was sequiny, but that's... Think it would work.
Yeah. It could be kind of cool.
It was just sitting there for a year.
Yeah, so true.
I think dyeing is such a good idea, especially because it's white.
You could actually dye it like a baby pink, seeing as you thought it was pink.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, everyone thought you were pink. Yeah,
but like, you just put it in the wash with like a red sock and it should do it automatically.
I think, I'm not sure that's quite how it works, but that's a great shout, Steph. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no
bother.
Cheers.
See you later, Steph.
Thanks,
good
Steph.
I'm already thinking what I could dye it to, what colour could go for.
Well, look, the options are endless.
This in as well, just out right now from Kat.
Oh God, please don't wear the same dress twice. Absolutely no. But if you're a size 6, I would give you my dress I had for my 40th. It is absolutely stunning. You could wear it anywhere.
Thank you, darling, but I'm unfortunately not a size 6.
I am, though. Send the photo.
She'd have no problems.
Basically, the majority of messages here, Emma, saying you should wear the same dress again. Either don't mind Kat there, but she's mostly saying, people saying you should wear the same dress again. Either dye it or just have different accessories to last year.
Okay, cool.
So there you go.
Something to work on there.
I think people would applaud you for wearing the same 2 years in a row. They'd say you're an eco-queen.
Eco-queen. Mm,
that's me.
How many times have you used the bottle return scheme?
Why, you said she should make a dress out of all the bottles?
No, she's not an eco-queen.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
Hello, what is the story?
How are we?
Ah, how are you?
I'm getting real sick of Instagram, lads. Like, real sick of it. Like, I still use it, like, all the time. But I'm watching stories and stuff like that. Has anyone else got this, like, thing where you're watching an Instagram story and the volume is down and it's, it's muted?
Oh, it's so annoying.
I cannot sort out the sound on Instagram at the moment.
Okay, well, I think I have figured it out. But if you don't know what's going on, basically, you click on a story and you're like, oh, that looks like an interesting video. I'll hire the volume up and it's muted.
Yeah,
you're like,
I actually thought it was my phone that was broken.
Oh my God, help me out. What's going on?
So then I'm like, oh, right, like, maybe I'll continue to higher up the volume. Like, oh, they must have muted the story, maybe. Go to the next story that's a video. Higher it up. No volume.
No.
Like, what the hell is going on? Okay, so what I've found out what you need to do is go to the previous story. Right?
Yeah, that's worked for me before.
The previous story, hit the volume button. It won't unmute, but just hit the volume button and then click to the next story. And then that story.
That's what
will
I just had to do with like loads of like stories.
It
all
is the most frustrating
God. I like double tap and
I feel so
off,
much better now. That's not just me.
Yeah. Pain in the ass.
It's so annoying, but they're also just really messing with us at this stage. Obviously, we were talking about Threads earlier on this morning.
Ew, I hate Threads.
Yeah, so Threads is this new app that Instagram made that was basically to rival Twitter, all right? And they just keep pushing it down people's throats.
Yeah, according to Instagram, Emma loves Threads.
Yeah, no one's using
but
it,
really
but every time Emma posts on Instagram now, it also posts to Threads and it lets everyone know that Emma's posted on Threads.
Oh, ew, that's so embarrassing.
It's
you
so
look
embarrassing.
Like the biggest Threads addict.
You do, yeah.
There must be some settings somewhere where I've agreed to let them do that and now I can't undo it.
But you see, you know when you're scrolling through stories or you're tapping through stories, right? Someone shared something from Threads to their Instagram story and Instagram was like, well, this is a Threads. You can't tap past this. So I was there tapping the screen and because it was shared from Threads, it wouldn't go on to the next one. It was like, no, look, it's Threads. You should, look, have you seen this? It's really funny. It's on Threads. You should join Threads. It
so
wouldn't let me tap.
It would make you like sit for the full 10 seconds.
I had to wait for the 10 second bar to go to the very bottom for it to go to the next story.
Oh my God.
Instagram
needs
to be careful as soon as they start peeing people off at the end of the road.
Oh, it's so annoying. But I talk about those millennial problems ever, but still.
Oh, the volume has been wrecking my head.
Doing my head in. Can't stand it.
Anyone on TikTok know?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Well, it's happened. I was only talking about this a few weeks ago. I think of it most mornings when I wake up and most nights I go out. I can't believe I have to go to work the next day. I think about it when I'm sitting in the meeting with my boss. I should suggest this, I go. I should really bring this to work and I think this would make everyone's day or just lives better.
Hmm.
Well, obviously someone did do that. Someone much braver than me. Someone in the UK. Because some UK workplaces have introduced the can't be arsed day.
No way.
Yeah, for people who wake up feeling useless, apparently. Mm. Right?
That's great.
Yeah, it is. The can't be arsed day is the employee saying that they just feel under the weather and that they need that break and breath and allowing that to happen means the relationship between employer and employee is strong. Now, I don't think that it's like before if you're feeling under the weather.
I actually think as well, aren't there lots of businesses have introduced like mental health days and stuff as well, where it's like, I'm just not feeling good today.
My housemate has mental health days.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's giving big tech firm.
But I'm like, she's grand. I mean, give me them. I'm in bits.
Yeah, that's a great, you know, great take.
I'm in bits. Give me them. It's ridiculous.
No, but I get it. It is just one of the, when you just wake up and just say, we all have that day where you're just like, not today.
Yeah. Can't do it today.
That's what I'm saying. For me, it's not under the weather. It's like, I went out last night and I don't want to get up, or I didn't sleep well, or everything so far has gone wrong this morning. Like your car wasn't defrosted, obviously, because you didn't defrost it, or the electric gate wouldn't open. It's a nightmare.
I think just the name Can't Be Arse Day is enough. That's all the explanation you need to give.
But this is what I'm saying, you should be able to just text your boss CBA.
CBA day.
CBA
and
day.
And they just put that in their little calendar and say that was Dave's CBA day.
Exactly.
Do you get a few a year? Or just
I think one? You get like 2 to 3 a quarter.
A quarter?
A quarter, yeah.
That's a lot.
But that's how much mental health days people get.
3 a quarter.
Yeah.
Once a month.
But you should get them too. But places are drawing up contracts that let staff confess they're being useless and taking an extra day off. I know there are many bosses out there, including probably our boss listening, absolutely hating this idea. They've thought that we take holidays. Our boss is like, ugh, can you just not?
He's like, it's really disruptive to the show.
Well, let me try and convince you otherwise, because each sentence I'm about to tell you honestly gets better and better, right? One HR consultant said it's an unofficial agreement that you need to have that day to take stock, and it's okay with employers. Love.
Nice. Can I say something? Do you remember I had that UTI a couple of weeks ago and I came into work and just couldn't do the show at 7 o'clock and I went home? Once I got that antibiotic into my system and I was like, well, that's it now, I can't do anything for the day. It was stunning. I like brought breakfast to bed, watched crap telly, and I actually felt so much better for it. Do you know that kind of way? Like, obviously I was sick, genuinely. But once you kind of feel better and you just kind of say, I'm going to do nothing today and allow yourself to do nothing, it was excellent. Yeah. I highly recommend.
The aim apparently is for employees to be honest about how and when they work best, so long as they still manage to hit their targets, which I think is very, very good. If you're being like, I'm not going to work best today, but I will work even better tomorrow because I'll be well rested.
Yeah.
I'm like, hell yeah. We suggest and recommend that people work at their most optimum time, said this HR company that are doing this. So they said, so if they're not feeling they can operate in the best way, I'd rather they didn't work and actually find time when they are really motivated and engaged.
I love the idea of these HR people calling everyone into a room in this big conference centre to tell them this good news, and it all sounds so official, and then they go, so we're going to call it
the can't be arse day. And I think you should get 2 to 3 a quarter.
I like that about working at your optimum time. Like, if that was me now, I'd be doing this show a lot later.
It's 6 p.m.
Wonder how we wangle that for ourselves.
Morning. It's 6 p.m.
Yeah. Or you feel like, do you ever feel like you get your most creative or have these great ideas at like 11 p.m?
Yes. I'm like, stick the microphones up there. Oh no, wait, I'm in bed.
Let's get our 3 hours of our show done at this stage. Yeah. Producer Callum alerted me to a new fun kind of feature that you can connect to your Spotify. It's like an independent website, but doing the rounds on Twitter this morning as people have been having a bit of fun with this over the weekend. Essentially what it does is, to this independent site called Maidenverse.com. Sounds very dodgy, but it seems to work okay.
Maidenverse?
Maidenverse.com.
Why are you doing that voice?
Because it just sounds very like old school techie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maidenverse.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could have old school techie. Like,
well,
kind of like.
Even the text on it, the font that they use, you know, is very.
Oh, it's very. It's like Space Invaders.
That's what I was thinking of. Maidenverse.com. Anyway, what it does is you log into them with your Spotify account, and what it does is then it pulls together the music that you've been listening to and develops this bedroom, right, based on the type of music that you listen to. It's almost like going back to the personality that you would have had maybe as a teenager.
Stop.
If you're into a certain kind of music that maybe you'd be influenced to decorate your bedroom a certain way.
So this this is why you were asking for our passwords earlier on.
I was, and I logged into both of your Spotify accounts and
we're very close on this show.
And basically this morning I can reveal, right, that they choose one song as well then to be kind of the soundtrack to your room. So not maybe necessarily your most played song, but a song that features on your Spotify, maybe has been listened to quite a bit.
Okay.
Dave, in your bedroom as a teenager, apparently this random tune would have been your song. The devil doesn't bargain, can only break your heart again. It isn't worth it,
darling. It's never gonna change. Yeah. You'll never be Prince Charming. Alec Benjamin.
Who the hell is he?
Do you remember that song? If you wanna leave me, let me down slowly.
Yeah.
A little
DJ?
Anyway, that does sound like Benjamin.
But Dave's bedroom, Aisling, his walls are painted black.
Yes, come on.
Very, very dark bedroom here.
Oh, wow.
The photo on your, the poster on your wall is of Machine Gun Kelly or just...
No way.
That's so random.
That's so funny.
You have, as your food option in your room for your snacks, is a packet of crisps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The chair that you have in your room is a gaming chair.
Class.
Oh, yeah, great.
Unreal.
And you have a really scary, scary dog in your room as well. What's he?
He is very... That's a Rottweiler.
Yeah, he's a Rottweiler.
It's a pack of Takis. The crisps, that's gas.
And the mat that you have in your bedroom is wet grass, so something to do with sport. How they kind of got you so perfect, I will never know.
That's so funny.
That's gas.
The black walls is amazing. Yeah. That's so me.
Let's move over to Aisling's bedroom. This is her theme song. Hey! Shaking. It's like probably the most musical Beyonce song.
Yeah, that's so true.
So it combines both of them quite well.
Perfect.
Your room is dubbed the Pop Princess Room.
Oh, nice.
The poster on your wall is of the Renaissance album cover.
Perfection.
Or the vinyl.
Yeah.
And your...
You didn't tell it any other information. You just signed
just
it into our Spotify.
That's cool.
Your food or your snack is a very healthy looking smoothie. Beside that, Dave has headphones, whereas you have a houseplant.
Oh my god! I love plants!
And where Dave has a troll doll, you have a collection of books.
Yeah, Dave. I read.
Your animal is a cat. And the chair in your room is one that you would imagine pink and cute, like you'd see at a vanity table.
That's so cute.
Oh, wow.
That's insane.
I think they had you down.
I love this.
Moving into my bedroom.
Oh, what have you got?
This song from Mac Miller was my theme song. I'm out and then she texts me like, what you do? My bedroom is probably the most rogue and one that I don't feel represents me very well, but I'll talk you through it anyway.
I feel like this is the most insight to our personalities.
Yeah.
This is insane.
My poster is of Sabrina Carpenter. I'm a new fan. Thought that maybe someone else might represent me better.
Bit random.
But on my wall, I have little pictures of the likes of Kojak and Kendrick Lamar. So
yeah,
that's cool.
That's very you.
I have a Hello Kitty teddy, which, again, I didn't think was very me. Instead of where you had your houseplant and you had your headphones, yeah, I had, like, flowers in a vase.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Sometimes.
Should have had, like, bed clothes.
Yeah. My animal, you had the scary dog, you had lovely cat, was a rabbit.
Oh, nice.
Which I was weird. But I did like my chair. It's like a poof. A little poof.
Oh, a poof.
A little poof.
You have a bed? No, you have no bed.
No, you don't have a bed either. We don't get that much. Do you want to see your... That's your room.
Yeah, I'd love my room, thanks.
So, yeah, I think Dave and Aisling's spot on. Would be into rabbits. Kind of into Sabrina.
So, yeah, I kind of want to go to your room. Spins
fully charged. Recharged.
Good morning. That's not
my name. What? That's not my name. That's not my name. Better.
Thank you, David.
You're
that
welcome.
Was lovely.
Thank
this
you.
Is a game called That's Not My Name. We get three people on. We try and guess their name with no hints or clues. It's that random, and it hasn't been won for weeks upon weeks. There are 24 IMC Cinema passes to be won today. It's absolutely bloody bonkers.
I think I think this is going today. It has to go today.
Do you think? Yeah. I don't know. How many more can we possibly
get out? I feel really good at guessing names today.
Do you?
Really? Yeah. You got it? Like, when you woke up this morning, were you like, I'm going to get them?
Yeah, I was just like, I'm manifestation.
Okay, I like it.
I got it.
You've been sending over WhatsApp voice notes of you telling us what your name is. We're going to play them out, but we're going to take our headphones off so we can't hear. Only you listening will hear, so you'll be in on the little secret.
Okay, so headphones off.
Headphones off. Here we go, player one.
My name is Katie.
Player one, will it be one?
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Do you like being called player one? It's a bit funny, isn't it?
It is a bit strange,
isn't
yeah.
Strange?
Well, maybe it's your name. all right, let's see if we can guess this.
All right, player one, is your name Fiona?
That's not my name.
Okay. Player one, is your name Shauna?
That's not my name.
Oh, the pause. It's the pause.
Yeah, the pause is where your heart just breaks. Player one, is your name Lorraine?
That's not my name.
Ah, darling. What is your name, player one?
My name is Katie.
Katie, we should have known.
Oh,
Katie.
My God. I was between Lorraine and Katie in my head.
No, you weren't.
I flipping
so
was.
Annoying.
I swear on my life.
I swear I was. I actually was.
That's bizarre.
Katie, thanks so much for playing.
Thank you, darling.
No worries.
Have
take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay,
Heartbreak
dice.
Hotel.
One down, two to go. Headphones off.
Here we go.
Hi, my name is Rachel.
And player
Player 2, let's talk to you.
Oh my God, it's so embarrassing.
What's the story, Player 2?
I'm good. I'm on the way to work.
Oh, okay, very good. Okay. All right.
We're going to win this now. Let's do it.
I've got a really good feeling about you. Okay, Player 2, is your name Sheila?
What? No, that's not my name.
Sheila.
Emma.
Is she Australian?
Why in the world? I don't think we've ever spoken to a Sheila on this show.
Do you want this to be 26 IMC Cinema Passes?
No, I felt a bit of Sheila
God's
offer.
God's sake. Right, here we go for a real guest player too. Is your name Jessica?
No, that's not my name.
No, of course it isn't. Why would it be?
Is your name Lauren?
No, that's not my name.
Reveal yourself, player two. What have we got?
My name is Rachel.
Rachel.
Oh, for Christ's sake, this is so
frustrating. You could have said that, Emma, instead of Sheila.
Thanks, Rachel. Sorry, pet.
No bothers at all.
Good luck, Rachel.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, two down. Sheila. One to go. Can we do this? Headphones off.
My name is Claire.
And player three, it's not going to be me.
That didn't even make sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
No sense whatsoever. Player three, all good?
All good in the hood. How are you guys?
Good. We're good.
Can't complain, thank you. Okay, player three.
Good.
Come on. Yep. Is your name Aoife?
That's not my name.
Okay.
That
was a good
She's
guess,
a singer.
It was a good guess. Here we go. Is your name Hannah?
That's not my name.
Come on,
go Irish.
I hate this game.
Is your name Kira?
That's not my name.
This is just getting so sad.
You're too perky.
You didn't win any IMC Cinema
Pass. We're devastated over here.
What have you got for us? Reveal yourself.
My name's Claire.
Claire.
Lads,
it's the same crap every week with this crap game.
Claire, it's not your fault, though. It is our fault.
Do we need to just ditch the game?
Not at all.
Not at this late stage.
Okay.
Claire, thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry, Claire.
Bye.
We're spiraling.
Yeah, it is getting out of control. I don't know what to do about this game.
Everyone's really
tough. Heads in their hands.
I have an idea, though, right? So we're on 26 IMC Cinema Passes next week. If we get to 30 IMC Cinema Passes, we should do a shortest quiz-esque where we just go round until we guess the person's name.
I should do an entire show
of just until
of
we
just
get someone's
guessing names.
That is a very good idea. We'll see how next week goes.
I'm going to have to get two taxis today.
Gross.
Because I have to bring the cat to the vet, right?
Sorry, that's not on taxi drivers. It's just they're so expensive.
Yeah, I know. No, absolutely. But recently I was in a taxi and a taxi driver answered the phone and said possibly the most awkward thing a taxi driver could say on the phone while driving the taxi.
Oh, God.
There was definitely a row happening. And then he just goes, listen, I'll talk to you later. I have someone in the car.
No!
I was like, no. Person's me. He's talking about me.
Keep going. I don't mind.
He actually told me afterwards that it was his daughter asking, could she stay out till 9 o'clock?
Oh, very good. I was in a taxi before and a guy was just listening on full volume through his, like, you know, into his aux cable or whatever to mass.
Oh, nice.
He was just doing his little 11 a.m. mass or whatever it was. And I was like, this
is so
lovely.
Funny.
Bless you now and have a lovely day, sir.
Amen.
I got a little fright this morning. I love the odd day checking my Instagram archive to see what was on my story, say, many years ago or whatever.
Same.
And on this day in 2019, I realized I was actually a really good friend back then. My friend Paula was about to move to Indonesia. And I presented her with a huge scrapbook of memories and photos of everything because didn't know if she was going to be ever come home or not.
You nice girl.
And my God, I have not made as much of an effort with anyone since then. I can guarantee.
Yeah, it all went downhill from there.
Yeah, no one will ever get anything like that again.
It took me so much work that I said, I don't care, I'll be a terrible friend from here on out. We are back with you tomorrow. If you want to win your way to Dua Lipa and the Aviva, Michaela, I'll give you that chance next.
Good luck. See ya.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.